I'm Don Fierstead on 96.9, and you are listening to KDLO Outdoors. Don Fierstead here with some additional outdoor information. Well, the South Dakota light snow goose season starts February 13th and goes to May 2nd. Tree stands must be removed from public lands by February 15th, and the great backyard bird count returns February 17th through the 20th, and you can find more at birdcount.org for that information. The 16th annual Cotton County Pro Pheasants Banquet will be held Friday, February 17th. It'll be at the Extension Building on West Camp, and that will be social hour 6 to 7, dinner at 7. A lot of good things to be auctioned off. If you want more information, call Tim at 886-8444. Well, the Grass Lake Dry Lake Fishing Derby was held last Saturday, and there were no perch caught, but the first hour walleye winner was Brad Schwinger with a 2.13. Chad Wojan caught the biggest northern, 7.33. Second hour, Bridget Murphy with the biggest walleye, 1.01, no northern. Third hour, it was won by Bruce Schwinger, and that was a 1.75-pounder. Largest northern was Tim Grabo, 9.70 pounds. And the last hour was Tyler Schwinger with a 1.42-pound walleye. And the largest northern for that hour was Kyle McFarland. Again, no perch caught in that Grass Lake Dry Lake Conservation Club fishing tournament last weekend. The third annual Trappers Tournament on Indian Springs saw the total pounds of walleye for Jack Lee. His limit of walleyes, 13.6 pounds, was in first. Largest walleye, Sherry Hansen, a 6.5-pound walleye. Total perch was Nick Perry, 7.1 pounds. Largest perch, Nick Perry, 1.6 pounds. And the largest northern for that Trappers Tournament was Jordan Welling with a 9.1-pound tournament, 9.1 pounds for the northern. The 38th annual Lake Hendricks Fishing Derby saw about 400 anglers, and there was 35 total perch caught, 2 northern pike, and 17 walleyes were weighed in. The largest northern was a 15-pound, 3-ounce whopper by Dean Wenzel. The largest walleye was 1.13 pounds by Brock O'Farrell, and Georgia Jensen had the largest perch, a 15.9-ounce perch. 35 perch were caught. Coming up this weekend, the Elks Lodge Ice Fishing Tournament, Saturday, February 11th for $5. It's 1 to 6 p.m. on Lake Kempeska, and there's five $100 cash drawings. So if you don't even have a ticket, there's a chance to win $100. And there's five cash drawings for walleyes. You catch a walleye, you bring it in. If it's over 13 inches and they draw for winners, there's a bonus prize for perch, northern, and crappie, and seven $50 cash drawings, and you need not be present to win for those drawings. If you want some more information, call for the Elks Tournament info at 886-5152. And, of course, the Knights of Columbus, first annual Webster Wabe Grenville. Their ice fishing tournament is February 11th. That's a Saturday on Enemy Swim. They've got a good turnout already planned for people, but you can still get in. It's $20 an adult, $5 a child, 16 and under. Give Mark Ermer a call for that Enemy Swim of Knights of Columbus fishing tournament this Saturday. Mark Ermer, 881-2258. For the Outdoor Show, I'm Don Fierstead. Well, now we travel up to Grant County. Their conservation officer, Jamie Peckelder, and as far as fishing walleyes perch on Big Stone Lake, how's the bite and where's it happening?
I would say the walleye bite's pretty slow. Been working on that north end up there and seeing a few more people up there, but they're really not coming up with a lot. Occasional walleye for the anglers. A good day or a good evening would be a couple. As far as perch, seeing a few more people down on that south end of the lake, down by the islands, and they're picking up some fish, but lots of small ones. they did have that Sodak ice fishing league tournament out there last Sunday. I think they had about 50 teams on it, and some of them guys come up with some pretty nice fish. There was, I think the winning weight was just about eight pounds, or right around 8 pounds for 10 perch.
Well, they've got it mastered pretty well with a lot of good fishermen, and whether they have to use a perch eye or wax worms or a minnow head and small glow lures or something, and 2 or 3 pound test line, they've pretty much pretty hardcore perch fishermen. They're going to find a fish, I think, about every week.
Yeah, that seems like it. They've got it kind of dialed in.
As far as the middle of the lake or the south end of the lake, is Big Stone getting on nicer days a lot of fishing pressure, do you think, Jamie?
That south end is really seeing the pressure right now. That's probably where I'd probably say 75% of the activity is.
Now, as far as Traverse or anything over in western Minnesota, any other info?
Traverse, you know, there just hasn't been many people out there from what I've heard and what I've seen. Western Minnesota, I haven't heard much at all. It's been pretty quiet.
Anything out of the quarry for trout?
I've seen a couple people or a couple people drilling holes out there, but haven't actually got to check anybody actually out there fishing. I would imagine there's got to be some in there. We do have a little bit of a winter kill that occurs in there, but overall, it hasn't been too bad this winter, so there should be some still in there.
Are you seeing snow cover out in the fields, or just about where there's either some crops remaining or some habitat left? Otherwise, are the fields becoming to get bare?
The fields are almost probably 80% bare. About the only place that you'll really see much of anything for snow is in the cattails or in the trees.
Well, Jamie Peckelder, CEO out of Grant County, thank you. Now we head up to Webster, South Dakota, biologist Brian Blackwell. And Brian, I guess fishing in the North Country, kind of a tough week?
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing. Overall, it's been a pretty tough bite. You know, I think over the weekend there were some fish caught, but boy, I think more people didn't do well versus those that did good.
I think a lot of lakes have had some strings. We've had days or weeks where the sun didn't even shine. That's got to affect fishing, doesn't it?
I would sure think so. You know, it's, you're in that dark area, you probably don't feel like you're too active after a while for those fish. But, you know, we're getting closer to spring. You would think a bite would start picking up here pretty soon, though.
Well, what would be the lakes? Is it still just Wabe Bitter? Is any other lakes kind of started turning on?
You know, yeah, like you said, Wabe and Bitter are where most people are. Bitter, they're catching a few perch, a few walleyes. You know, some people do really well on the perch at times. Wabe, I've heard some mixed reports. I heard some really good fishing up for perch on the south end over the weekend, but then I also heard some really poor reports. Sounds like on Wabe, they're spread out throughout the lake right now. I've heard some activity up on Opitz, primarily for walleye. Even some activity over on Pickerel and Enemy. Just not catching a whole lot on either of those, though.
You know, a couple standout lakes. Bitter started out real good on that big northeast end, and Ponset had a little run, but don't you think with the fishing pressure both those lakes have had in the last couple of years, they might be having some of those, like Ponset, some of those fish that were coming over 15 maybe cropped off, maybe a dent put in the perch, and maybe the same on Bitter?
Yeah, it's very possible. You know, when our netting showed, you know, good numbers of walleyes in both those lakes, as well as perch on Ponset. So the perch added is a mystery on Ponset. They should be biting. There's a lot of those in there still, and they're nice-sized fish. But you are correct on the 15-inch minimum on Ponset, as those fish, you know, the few that crept over, they got taken out of there. So it's definitely going to be, tougher to get fish over 15 inches until those fish start growing next summer. So that's going to be pretty tough to get fish over 15. Bitter, you know, yeah, the walleyes took a hit. There's less of them out there, but there's still pretty good numbers out there, and they should be biting just based on what we see out there as far as number of flies.
Is REIT getting any pressure this spring yet?
You know, there's been some pressure down there. I think it's mainly a early morning, evening bite. A lot of people, the ones that are fishing it primarily are, you know, fishing for walleyes as well as smallmouth bass. I know a few have tried the perch, getting a few, but our perch numbers in reefs are somewhat low right now.
And swan and hag?
There's been some activity on those. Swan, I've heard the water's really clear, so that's probably means it's going to be an early morning, evening bite. Hag, the fish are, you know, a lot of the perch are less than 9 inches, so they're catching some perch, but, just not that big a size fish.
Brian Blackwell, Webster Game Fish and Parks, thank you.
Stay with us. There's more KDLO Outdoors.
Well, now we head up to the Watertown offices of Game Fish and Parks and Bryce McVicker, Conservation Officer. And right around Watertown, goose or dry or grass or Pelican Lake, Compesque, anything going on?
Probably the most active of things around Watertown has been Compesque. Talked to quite a few people that have been going out there and having some decent luck. Still catching a mixed bag of fish, some perch in there, some smaller walleye in there. You do get some keeper walleye if you sort a little bit, and some perch in there as well, perch and crappie and all kinds of panfish. I heard of a couple bluegill even being caught. So Compesque's been pretty active. Pelican slowed down quite a bit. There was a decent walleye bite there about 10 days ago or so on the east end, but that's kind of slowed down. Goose Lake is getting a little bit better all the time. People are starting to pull some perch out of there, really quality perch, similar to the perch that we're seeing on Dry Lake number 2 over in Clark County, just not nearly as many on goose, but some very quality fish. Up towards Florence on grass and Dry Lake, not much at all going on there. We did get the access blown out on Grass Lake, so that's pretty accessible, but not a whole lot of fishing pressure going on up there right now.
Hey, Bryce, back to Lake Compesque. Is most of that fishing activity around the city park area out there in that mud flat, 9 or 10 foot?
Yeah, from City Park on down to Jackson Park, there's kind of a decent city of shacks out from Jackson, too. And then there's also a pretty good group of shacks down around Stony Point as well. So there's kind of three little groups out there, depending on what you're most familiar with. But, quite a bit of fishing pressure there.
Hamlin County, Lake Ponset, kind of a hit-or-miss lake yet?
Still mostly miss, unfortunately. There's a couple tournaments down there last weekend, and again a whole lot of anglers on the water, upwards of 200 or 300 people a day, probably just still really struggling to catch the fish. Every once in a while you'll come across a bucket of perch, but the overwhelming majority of people are really struggling to find anything there. We went over to 3 buck a couple times over the weekend, saw some fishing pressure there. Most of the people are saying that overnight they're getting some nice walleye over 20 inches on 3 buck. And then Fate Slough picking up a few smaller perch there, maybe a good place to take some young kids.
Nothing really out of Clark County. Have you been over there or talked to Kyle Lenzner?
Yeah, Dry Lake number 2 is still the busiest spot over there. It's kind of hit or miss. Every few days you'll have a good bite down there where you see lots of buckets of perch. Indian Springs has been really quiet. The tournaments that they've had over there have not weighed a whole lot of fish. Cottonwood up by Bradley has gotten a lot of talk the last couple weeks. Been a lot of fishermen up there, and there's been some really good days there as well. Walleye and perch both coming off of Cottonwood.
Haven't really heard anything out of Dry Lake 1 up by the colony east and north of Clark this year.
No, that's true. That's one that I don't have any report for. I haven't heard of any angler pressure or success. I know that that's another lake that we're a little bit worried about potentially winter killing. Not a whole lot of water left out there, and with 25-plus inches of ice right now on a lot of our lakes, might run into some oxygen issues there.
Before you go, 3 last lakes, Horseshoe in Coddington County, Long Lake and Stink Lake. Stink Lake north of Long, many people on there at all?
Yeah, we're seeing a few shacks there every weekend, but success has been really limited, not a whole lot of fish coming out of there. Long Lake has been pretty decent. We're starting to see more and more people there every day, and it's kind of a scattered walleye bite throughout the day and the evening. Most of the perch are smaller, but the walleye being caught are very quality. Horseshoe, we did see a few people out there this weekend, but getting access to Horseshoe has been kind of tough. The landing kind of blown in with snow, and that's one that we haven't cleared out yet. So if we get some more snow and we have some more calls of people wanting to get on Horseshoe, we might add that to the list of ones that we clean out. But as of now, Horseshoe's not one that we clear the access out of.
Bryce McVicker, Watertown Game, Fish, and Parks, thank you. Well, now we travel down to the Sioux Falls offices of Game, Fish, and Parks. Biologist Dave Lucchesi. And Dave, as far as fishing, do you have to go very far from Brookings in any area to maybe catch a fish or two?
You know, I think in general the reports we're getting are that it's pretty slow. Things have slowed down. We're kind of in that midwinter doldrum. However, if you pick the right day, it seems like the lakes that have been hitting are still producing some fish. I heard one good report come off of Whitewood, and then it sounds like some other guys went back a day or two later and didn't do very well. Sounds like the report I got off of Thompson is that it was really slow. A pretty big party of folks stayed out overnight last weekend out there, and I think they had two walleyes for about a dozen shacks on
wow.
All night. So you know, I think Thompson's been kind of slow. I think if you want to catch more fish, a lot of them are smaller, but Oak Lake up to the northeast of the town of White there has been producing smaller fish, but it's a little bit more consistent. 7 to 8 inch perch, an occasional bigger one, but you might expect some action over there. Sinai been kind of quiet. I did hear a report of some crappies coming off in the day, and they were coming up they were getting them shallower than they have been in the past, 20 feet of water. So that was one report there. Really haven't heard anything off the 81 lakes. It sounds like Lake Madison is slowed down, but they're still picking up some fish there. You might pick up a couple walleyes in an evening, and they might be mixed in with a crappie or a perch or a couple of those fish, too. So that still continues to be okay south of there. You know, I think Beaver Lake has still been putting out some fish. South Island Lake has been putting out some fish. Heard a report off of Twin Lakes over by Montrose. A couple of guys, they weren't getting very many, but they were getting some big walleyes. I think fishing during the day, and they were just catching and releasing those fish. So it's kind of stealth fishing, but if you want to go after a trophy, I think that might be the place to go.
Hey, Dave, did you do any work or hear anything last summer or this winter out of Mud and Spirit there? And I believe that would be west-northwest of Lake Preston, wouldn't it?
Yeah, you know, I did just see an email talking about some small perch on Mud Lake, but I'm not sure exactly what it was in reference to. I guess I would have to check it, but
okay.
I don't think our survey results were that good up on Mud and Spirit. I'm sure we surveyed it last year, but it wasn't, I'm not sure, but I don't think they were outstanding.
Well, Dave Lucchesi out of the Brookings and Sioux Falls offices of Game, Fish, and Parks, thank you. We have Dr. Bradley Meyer from Watertown on the phone talking about the Cottonwood County Pro Pheasants Banquet, 16th annual, and that'll be Friday, February 17th, social 6 to 7, dinner at 7:30, and a lot of good auction items. There's tables, kid tickets, sponsorship tables. How are you setting with tickets available, Brad?
We certainly have tickets available yet. We're having them available for sale at my office at Meyer Visual Clinic, and any of the committee members will have them to sell also. We will have tickets available the night of the event also. It's just that you save $5 by buying them in advance. We have those tables of 8 available. I think last year we had over 30 tables sold. We also sell $200 sponsorships that gets you two people in and helps support the organization a little bit better. And really promote having the kids come in. $15, they get in, they get a cap, they get their meal, and there's a lot of raffles and drawings and things for guns and things for the kids separately from the adults, too. So it's a really fun event for the kids, and we invite them to come. We'd like to get them out in the open and off the couch, you know what I'm saying?
Also this year, that four-day fly-in trip, 4 days of fishing, 4 nights in Ragged Wood and Sioux Lookout, Ontario, Canada. That's a $6,200 value. So that's going to be a good part of the fundraiser right there.
Yeah, we've never had that particular thing to auction before, and I think that's going to have a lot of interest. Everybody's always talked about doing a fly-in fishing sometime, but there's an opportunity to help support the pheasants and get, I think, a four-person thing into some real special fishing up in Canada. We also are going to have John Green again here, the artist from Madison, doing an original painting that will be for auction at that time also, and just lots of things that we've always had for things for the folks to bid on, and Bergen Owen will help us with the auctioneering again, and we're sure looking forward to having a lot of people out at the Extension Center.
And then also with this whole deal, any member can order a crate of 8 hen pheasants for $50, and you deliver them in the spring to be released. And it's just kind of a neat thing. I mean, and to get the youth involved, it's just a great event.
Well, we also try to help people with predator control, and we help support the food plots and those hens. You know, we bring them right here to Watertown, so you don't have to run off to get them. You just come, take them, go release them, bring the crates back. So we pretty well spoon feed the people on getting that to them, rather than having to run somewhere to pick up the birds and do all of that. So that's what we're trying to do, is get more birds on the ground, and I think it's working. I think you're seeing a few more birds around the area than we used to have, so that's good.
And if they want some more information or ticket questions, Marty, they can call at 881-7077, or Tim Sheehan right here at the radio station, 886-8444. Doc Myers, any closing comments?
No, I just appreciate the folks coming out to this event. I think it is maybe the largest wildlife event that we have in Watertown. I think last year we fed over 500 people. So we'd sure like to have the folks come again this year and help us keep those pheasants going.
16th annual Cottington County Pro Pheasants Banquet. It'll be at the Extension Building on West Camp in Watertown. And that will be February 17th. And for more information, call one of those guys. Dr. Brad Meyer, thank you.
This has been Don Fierstead with KDLO Outdoors. Listen each and every Thursday for all your hunting and fishing information throughout eastern South Dakota, western Minnesota, and out at the Missouri River. KDLO Outdoors, each and every Thursday.